Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello, my darling. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Tonight's show, you're not losing your mind. You're becoming multidimensional. And yes, you are losing your mind.
That's part of what we wanted, right? Get it out of here.
So tonight we're going to discuss some of the manifestations people are experiencing and how to deal with them. We're moving so quickly, our hair is right now blowing in the wind, and our sense of the ego self is slipping away here and there, and we're holding on for dear life. The team is going to lovingly share their insights and advice about navigating these extraordinary times. And I know, Veronica, you've got a funny story to share tonight, too.
Yeah, I just wonder what's happening to the team's hairdo in the middle of it all. Maybe they'll talk about that with us.
And the show dedication, I'm still congested. I am still clearing. To the process of ascension and our ability to integrate the energies without feeling like we're losing our minds. Even though we really are. And so this week, Darling Squirrel sent me a forward to me, because no matter what I sign up for, I never get it. And
it's a plot.
I'm sorry?
It's a plot.
Well, I have a special filter on my computer system. I have spam and then I have ET, so it's a little different. I guess their philosophy is whatever I'm supposed to know will come to me via other avenues. And I want to share some of this because I thought this was absolutely brilliant and profound. This came from Karen Bishop. Again, this is What's Up on PlanetEarth.com. This one just struck me right in the heart because it was so right on according to everything I've been seeing lately and experiencing. The title of it was Wearing Away of Our Ego Selves and Connecting to Our Brothers and Sisters. So she goes on to say, I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. Somebody's going to say it better than I am. God bless them. chaos, swirling energies, unpredictability, overload, feeling apathetic and lethargic, anxiety, sleeping like a baby, having insomnia for brief periods as well, losing things, having wonderful new connections, and helping our animal companions with ailments. I've heard a ton of this. Are just a few of the many and varied manifestations of the incredible energies that the summer solstice has created. The solstice energy served to dislodge much in this regard, like enormous eruption from beneath the earth, and this, of course, I talked about myself. Much of anything and everything was jolted out of its old position, old rut, old pattern, or basically any space that used to feel remotely comfortable and familiar. I love this one. If you are sensitive, you may feel that you've been hit by a tidal wave, traumatized, severely clobbered by who knows what, or perhaps even finding you have a great need for rejuvenation, rest, and some solace of a much-needed order. When the energies rev up, especially as they have, since the solstice, we begin to feel beaten down. And I have been getting so many calls about this. Ascension energies at times seem to wear us away with no break. Again, calls about this one. No reprieve or time to rest in between the high-pressured waves that serve to polish us and bring us oh so closer to source and our authentic selves. I'm telling you, I just thought this was brilliant. We are being worn away so that what is deep inside of us can be revealed. In this regard, our ego selves cannot seem to keep up, get in the way, or even navigate things. When we begin feeling helpless, powerless, weak, exhausted, or not in control, it is then that we open and can begin to connect to our brothers and sisters and to our authentic and true selves. When we surrender, we then begin the new and perfect connection that the solstice energies came to deliver. we're being seriously squeezed now from every direction, and this can cause feelings of great apathy about our work, our futures, and even the effectiveness of what we believed we were here to do and create. God. As a part of our ego selves begins a rapid depart, we may feel that nothing much of us is in charge or in the know. But feeling apathetic and not caring anymore has always been a continual phase of the ascension process, and it always passes. Karen, kudos to you for this one. I have gotten caught, you know, it made me giggle because I thought, you know, if somebody actually believes or people actually believe, I have a hotline to source. And I've gotten calls about, can you please make it stop? Ask them just to give me a few days to catch up. I can't take this anymore.
Some nice loud cheers would do it, too.
Some what?
Nice loud cheering when you get through something, you know.
Well, if people could get through it, I think what's happening is that people are feeling so inundated, and some of the, you know, I went through this horrible congestion where it was my sinuses, my head itself, my lungs. I think I spit up an ocean. Mm. And what I was amazed to see was how many people experienced the same thing. And I was fascinated. Now, some people were diagnosed by doctors with a walking pneumonia and sinusitis. I did not bother to go to a doctor. I knew what it was. There was no way that a doctor, although I did ask. You know, I had my darling chiropractor that I work with, who is not really a chiropractor. I don't know what the hell you'd call him. fabulous angelic being that he is. And but it has been quite a ride, and continues to be so. I had someone call the other day and said, look, I just spent $8,000 for my daughter and I to get our hormones fixed and to get everything adjusted, and it was a huge investment, and I feel like crap. And could you please ask them just to back off for a few days? And I am just seeing this everywhere, and I can tell you and thank you, all of you out there, for all of your prayers and all of your beautiful thoughts. I love you, and I bless you, and I thank you. I'm feeling wonderful. I mean, I still have a little bit of residue of this and that, but I'm feeling better than I have felt, and more free and more clear than and safer in terms of being able to do the work. The energies coming through are so powerful. I am in such a state of gratitude because, like Karen said in her writing, I actually was walking into the healing room some mornings thinking, I don't know if I want to do this. You know, what's going to happen to me today? And and, you know, also this feeling of, you know, if I'm here to do this work, why the hell am I having such difficulty? And I think a lot of people have been going through this. A lot of people still looking for what they feel is their purpose, not realizing that they're living it right now. They're anchoring so damn much light on the planet, even if they feel like crap and their life doesn't appear to be working from their perspective. That doesn't stop the fact that they are anchoring incredible light and doing amazing things in the dream state. Nobody is not contributing. No one. Let's see, kidney problems. I've had a ton of people with kidney problems, digestive problems. I've talked about this before. And just about every malady imaginable, and people are feeling squeezed, really squeezed.
I see a lot of leg problems, too, as if that support issue is in question.
Yes, I agree, and knee problems,
yeah,
lots
knee
of
problems.
Knee problems, lots of sciatica, back problems, pretty much just about everything. And the easiest way for me to describe it, and I know that this is what I experienced anyway, was the places where I was carrying the most density, where the emotions had lodged, where the lack of clarity was, etc., is where I was experiencing the most discomfort. My heart, lots of stuff in my heart. My head, my lungs, lots of grief and sorrow in my lifetime.
The lungs hold a lot of old other life grief and sorrow too, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, second chakra for me, you know, again, my stuff I've had in this lifetime, other people's stuff. You know, my second chakra has a life of its own. I swear I walk through a door and it arrives 5 minutes before I do.
Mine has been really acting up as well.
Oh, yeah. Second chakra has been a really big issue for so many people. But this sinus stuff and the lung stuff, I was really surprised, and lots of phlegm. Tremendous amounts of phlegm, which I thought was so interesting, as we're literally dumping and clearing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the ego, what's been fascinating for me is, I can honestly say that I was actually really afraid that I, you know, it was real questionable about whether I was going to make it. I just kind of, I know when I hit those points where my body is just saying, I'm not sure you're going to make it. And, of course, my kidneys, especially my left kidney, because of the work I do, I tend to transmute a lot of the lineage stuff through my kidneys. My left kidney is kind of the key point for me. And, you know, I've been having long talks with the team saying, look, hello, I'm wearing out my organs. You know, we need to figure a way to do this so that, you know, it doesn't go through my body. And, you know, I had to look at a lot of things within myself in terms of old beliefs that I had about putting up shields and so on, and would people get enough? You know, this is an old martyr shit, you know, that comes up.
Life in the religious sectors.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Self-sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a feminine thing.
You think? Very maternal. Very maternal. The perpetual mommy, and I am.
Oh.
And lots of dimensional shifting. And Veronica, you've got to tell your story because this is so wonderful.
See, dimensional is a very funny word, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I was trying to get a whole bunch of stuff done because Bob and I have traveled, and we were just getting ready to travel. And I went into Trader Joe's, I think it was Monday or so. And I thought I was going to go mad. I'm looking at all the people. For those of you who don't know, Trader Joe's is a wonderful kind of specialty grocery store which has inexpensive prices, but I always get a bang out of going. And I'm looking around at people and what they're wearing and their hairdos and, I mean, really funny things and going, who are all these people? What do they think they're doing? Why are they dressing like? Why are they doing that? I couldn't stand it. I looked around and went, this is absolute insanity. I can't bear this. So I hurried out of the door before I started announcing all this at the top of my lungs. And I was shaking like a leaf coming apart. So I finally got to my phone and called home, ET call home. I called Bob. Said, Bob, I'm losing it. And he said, remember Jackie and the team. We're supposed to be losing it right now, right? And it took a while. And, oh, and my belly, my second chakra, my good old karmic center, was absolutely killing me. So I shouldn't say killing me, but I felt like maybe I was about to transit because I was so an alien on this ground. And all of a sudden it went away. I was fine about 2 hours later, I think.
This is a perfect example, and Veronica and I talked a little before the show. A couple of months ago, there was a discussion on the show about what extraterrestrials would feel if they densified enough for you to see them, and how painful it would be for them to do so, which is why they don't. They're waiting for our frequencies to rise up to them or raise up to them rather than, you know, this is not a matter of them withholding. It's a matter of it being painful. And when Veronica told me this story, I really felt that she was very much in touch with her extraterrestrial self in that experience. And again, feeling very, if you want to use the word alien, as you did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually painful to be around humans in that moment. And exactly the same thing. And this is something that, and I think it's a great story, so that if anybody out there experiences this, they don't have to feel like they have lost their mind or go screaming into the night.
But it actually was like losing your mind, the mind that tolerates the mundane and the organization that we, in quotes, organization that we have, couldn't function anymore, not in a normal way, could it, you know, just for a brief period.
Well,
and also the ETs have a wonderful talent for screening themselves. They're putting that vibrational impact over their appearance so that they appear to belong. That was a wonderful thing as well, huh, that they talked about.
Well, more and more we're going to start having these dimensional shifts. And so that's why I was so excited about your story tonight, Veronica, mm-hmm. because I want people to be aware that if you're in an experience and you are somewhere and all of a sudden feel this absolute intolerance, this sensing of insanity, that this, that what you're seeing is insane.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense that you have not, well, in a way you've lost your mind, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to be all right. The best thing to do, exit, go sit in your car, go outside, do whatever you need to do.
Or you can call Bob.
Or you can call Bob.
Actually, he was feeling a bit disoriented, too. He was at home, but he said something in the energies is pretty strange for him as well.
Well,
but it is good to have a touchstone, and you start to realize it is energy coming through and changing us.
And we're going to have more and more of it. More and more, and I, as I was telling Veronica earlier, several times I've gone out onto the street in my car during rush hour traffic, and there was almost no cars on the road. And again, this is this kind of dimensional, surrealistic shift where you're feeling like, oh my God. Wait a minute, this doesn't fit, okay? The consensus says this is rush hour time, there should be lots of cars and activity, and they're not there. A lot of this going on, I'm watching my dogs as the ETs, they tend to come through this one wall down in the family room, and my little one now has kind of come to life. And her reaction to them is just, they're absolutely hysterical. They come through where the fireplace is. And she just goes all over the place.
Does she like them?
Oh yeah, but she's, you know, she barks. She's talking to them. It's very funny. I mean, the dogs had a whole conversation. I had a session with someone the other night, Galexis, who's on VBS Radio. And Ginger, who channels Galexis, is a good friend, and Galexis works with us, and we work with Galexis, and it's kind of a big exchange that goes on in the cosmos. And what was interesting is they were barking because I was having a session, and the yard was full of beings. I was out in the backyard. My team was there, and they were there, and Galexis is interpreting all of their barking and what they're saying. It was very funny. I mean, it just... It was so surrealistic, and yet it made perfect sense. I also want to say, too, that as these densities, and this is really a lot of what's happening right now, is the density is having to move out. So a lot of the discomfort that we're having is literally squeezing it or screening it out of us. And this is why I was so fascinated with the congestion, you know, where one woman called up and said, you know, I think I coughed up a whole sink full of, you know, she just could not believe it. And she had just gone through all of this allergy testing and so on. There was no logical reason for what, if you want to use that, for what she was experiencing. And she's the one that spent the $8,000. She was not happy.
Karen Bishop's description made me feel like we were all in big rock tumblers right now.
Well, yes, the whole smoothing out and the squeezing out, and that's really what's going on. And it can be frightening for all of you. And I want to acknowledge that, because it certainly was for me, and I have to be honest with you. I do this stuff every day. Veronica does this stuff, and I got to say this. It really was, I felt at times like I was just fading out. Mm-hmm. And that it would just take a brief second, and I could be gone. But I feel stronger now than I have felt in so long. I feel more grounded, and I'm really feeling wonderful, and I'm so damned excited. And of course, I channeled last week and felt fabulous. No crown pain. Just, it was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Hey, that's wonderful.
Yes. So thank you to all of you, and to you, Veronica, because I know you do a lot of grounding for me.
My pleasure.
Huh?
My pleasure.
Oh, you're fabulous. Also, people all of a sudden kind of popping into your experience, very surreal looking people, that you have a sensing, and I'm getting a lot of these reports out of New York especially, being on a train or whatever and having people that don't look like they're human or like they belong, popping in and popping out. And we're going to have a lot of this stuff happening in very strange ways. My friend here in Las Vegas was at Neiman's, and this man came in and took off his sunglasses and was going into a very interesting diatribe. And when she looked in his eyes, I'm surprised she didn't hop right over the counter.
Why? What it is? Were they empty?
Very different looking.
Hmm.
And he actually went into some very frightening dialogue about where we were going economically and what was going to happen, and she confronted him right there and said, "You are not going to lay your fear on me." Stopped him cold, and he said, "All right." So we're going to have opportunities to encounter some of this stuff, and I personally, everywhere I have gone, have been overwhelmed with how kind and loving everybody has been. It has been almost surreal to me in this last week that everywhere I've gone for, you know, my normal errands on Saturday and all the things I have to do, people have been absolutely, and this is Las Vegas, okay? They have been so sweet and kind that it's just been like, wow.
New downloads.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Also more of our true selves coming forward. And I, you know, this is something that I've had this overwhelmingly myself, loving feeling towards everyone, regardless of what they say or what they do, the ability all of a sudden to just let go and have no judgment on it and feel very free, which has been absolutely delightful. I have felt so happy, and this sense of incredible gratitude. Of course, I'm just so happy to feel healthy and be able to walk in the morning. And you know, I'm getting up because it's so warm here in Vegas. I have to be up by 5, and I have to be on the street by no later than 6 because it's, you know, we're at 108, 110, 114. So, and we don't cool down at night. So, um, goodness. Oh, rage.
Oh, small thing.
Yes, rage. Now, Veronica, I don't know what you're encountering with your people, but what I have seen is people who have not dealt with their rage all of a sudden becoming rageaholics.
Mm.
And I mean raging rageaholics. And irrationally rageful. There was something else that I wanted to bring up.
It seems like there's a lot of body pain that comes up with that as well.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a lot of the heavy-duty leg stuff, which surprised me a bit.
Right.
In the people that I'm talking to. But it seems fairly transitory. Did you notice that if they can really get with it, it moves relatively fast?
Anything right now will move very rapidly if you can work with it and really get into it and not go into the fear. The fear is really the biggest factor right now. It can move through very quickly. Now, some of this stuff in terms of being tired, anxiety, that kind of stuff, as you said, it's very transitory. It's in, it's out, it's in, it's out. This sense of reunion, and this is the one I'm feeling coming very, very strong and very fast, that we're going to be really craving at a hugely deep level. Spiritual community coming together with our cosmic spiritual family. And, you know, I can say I've been waiting physically to get to a point where I could start doing intensives, and I see those coming pretty quick here. And I'm very excited about that. Just bringing everybody together, I think, is going to be absolutely incredible. Integrity. And this sensing now of being able to look at people and recognizing that they are us and we are them. And that whatever choice we make about anything, that if we hurt another, we hurt ourselves. And if we hurt ourselves, we hurt another. This more and more is going to become incredibly prevalent, I believe. The recognition at a very intrinsic level that we really are all one. That we came here together to do something that's very important. And now the luxuries that we used to have of making those little left turns and, you know, those side trips, and we don't have those anymore. The enticement, the draw that they may have had in the past won't be there. I've had a lot of women who said, you know, I may be alone for the rest of my life, and that's okay. Even young women, which I'm finding fascinating. And not that I anticipate that that will really happen for them. But coming to normally, you know, when you see someone who's 40 and unmarried, you know, their focus, so many young women, is, you know, I have to have a man. And I'm seeing a lot of these young women not there at all. Have you encountered that at all?
Yeah, there's a lot more independence. There's a lot more demand on being who we are, or clearing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That the spiritual path, our spiritual path is what is driving us right now, that is foremost and the top priority. Everything else is secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this doesn't mean that we're here to be without love and so on, and I'm not promoting that, because I think that we're going to see things shift with all the beings that are humans that are awakening. I think we're going to see a lot of people come together in relationships that never thought it was possible.
Yeah, because one of the things I want to mention here is I'll get a lot of women saying, there are just no men who are on their path. And we know that isn't true, but it seems like there's a parallel journey before people actually do finally meet.
I would agree with you, Veronica. And I think people are very much, they're going through their own personal intensives right now to clear and heal, so that when they do come together, they'll be able to recognize each other and have the quality of relationship that and be able to assist each other and continue their spiritual work in partnership, mm-hmm. whatever that may be, but even if it's just a personal spiritual journey, even if they're not out there doing active, you know, I hesitate to even use those words because as far as I'm concerned, everybody listening to this show is actively out there.
But what you're saying is that the commitment is there to be on their path first and foremost, and the rest of it will come.
That's exactly
in
it.
Time.
It's becoming the driving force for everyone I talk to, and I've seen people make decisions that, let's say, a year or two ago, they may have opted to do something totally different. But now they're looking at situations and saying, if I make this choice, these people could get hurt, and I can't do that from my highest level of integrity, and therefore I won't make this choice. You know, I trust that I have to do this from my highest level. And it's absolutely beautiful. What we're really doing, clearing the past out of ourselves, out of our cellular level, and this is... Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I heard you talking about, you know, people being on spiritual path and everything, and, well, I'm 19, and I've sort of been on, you know, a spiritual journey sort of kind of early in my life, and I was just wondering, was you taking calls? First, I just
want
to ask, would you take
a call? I'm sorry, honey, I can't hear you.
We're not really taking calls, but if you have something to say very quickly, I'm sure that Jackie will hear you.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you a question, but I guess I'll just tell you, well, I'm 19, like I said, and I've been sort of on the spiritual journey, and I was wondering, what does that mean? Is it possible for you to know your spiritual path at an early age, at such an early age?
Absolutely, sweetheart. At your age, many of the young people that have come in are very, very committed and absolutely do know their path.
Yeah.
Don't, if you have a sensing of what you're here to do, follow it. Don't assume because you're young that you don't know.
And you're only young in this life so far.
That's it. I agree with you, Veronica.
It's true.
Thank you, darling, for calling. I hope we've answered your question, but you pursue, and you're welcome to email either one of us, and we'll answer any other questions that we possibly can for you.
Okay, I'll be listening to you.
All right, darling.
Okay, thanks.
Blessings to you, honey. And speaking of young people, we're still working on this whole program, and darling, Jules is working on putting together these panels of young people to get them on television, these young star beings. I'm very excited about that work.
Oh, the reality one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's going to be very great.
Letting the past be the past, and there has never been a more important time right now than letting go of the past and not pulling it into the present. And especially not the future, because right now we need to be in the now moment. But the past is really falling away. The hold of the past, if you're dragging it forward, you're hurting your own journey right now. Please feel it. And love yourselves. Please don't judge yourself. I had a session with a wonderful woman today who was judging things that she felt she had done in past lifetimes and frustrated and holding herself accountable. And by the end of the session, she was in a totally different place because she found out she had taken on all these imprints. And as they started lifting, she could feel herself becoming free. And it was just absolutely beautiful that you know, past lives, regressions into past lives, anything having to do, you don't need to go there anymore. The past is not where we're going right now is important. The past is no longer important. Doing power retrievals, getting yourself unhooked from it, absolutely. going back in and reliving it, trying to figure out who you were in this lifetime or that one. We're beyond that now. We're way beyond that. We're in a very forward motion. And what we're doing is clearing the hold of the past from ourselves. That's really anything you can do right now to clear that. That is the goal. And if not, it's going to come at you. So, this one I'm seeing, you know, I have never been in such, I'm just like looking at everything going, okay. I have an old lover that, you know, I've always said we have so many lifetimes going on, and there's always this pull with him. And what was interesting, I woke up today and I thought, this is the most disconnected and free I've ever felt where he's concerned. And I just was able to kind of dance through the day and bless him, and there was no hook there, and I thought, oh God, I really am free. Good work. Oh, wow, this is a big one. Veronica, you know this one, so you know it's big.
What, the one about the old lover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go and channel, let the team really talk about where they see us going from here, and Veronica certainly asks questions and kibitz with them. They love you.
It's wonderful when they come in too, Jackie.
They are fabulous. All right, if you just give me a moment. And please ask people to hold calls.
Yes, I'll ask everyone to hold your calls. This is not a call in time, but you can always email Jackie, ethealing.com. Jackie, yeah, I think you can get her email address up to ethealing.com or Veronica@whistle.com.
All right. Welcome everyone and Veronica.
Hello.
All right. Well, you're all having a hell of a time, and we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want you to know that we understand that this is not easy for any of you. We love you. You knew this coming in, everyone, that this was going to be one heck of a ride, and it is. Now, no one on this side of the veil wants you suffering. That's not the goal here. However, you're going to have days where it may be uncomfortable, where you may be tired. Rest. Now, some of you have jobs you have to go to, and we can hear you, you know. Well, I can't. I have to go to work, and I have to, you know, who's going to make this, you know, and who's going to buy the food? We understand. Do the best that you can. Ask for support. Call in your guides. Develop relationships with your higher selves. Please. Meditate. Take the time to meditate. This is imperative for all of you. Do whatever. Now, many of you we've worked with doing the chakra work, running your chakras every day, connecting into the earth and the galactic center. Call in your star families. You may not know them by name, but we promise you they're around. Now, are you going to make it through this? Yes. Is your life going to be more free, more wonderful than you ever imagined? Yes, this is exactly what you came here to do. You're in the process of bringing the concept of heaven to earth, of home, your other home, to earth. Now, we want you to understand, you have other lifetimes. On other levels, other dimensions, other planets. They, too, are working with you. Many of you have guides that you perceive as being separate from you, when in fact, many of them are other versions of you, assisting you, participating with you. Future versions of you. Connect with future self. Now, Lazarus, those of you that don't know, Lazarus.com, L-A-Z-A-R-I-S. Wonderful, wonderful piece of work on your future self. And if you search it, you'll find it. Connecting with your future self, working with your future self, pulling you forward to the you that you came here to be. This is the time to get the tools out, everyone. Whatever tools feel best for you. If you have unresolved issues with people in your life, get them healed. If there's anyone you haven't forgiven, find a way to get them. It's holding you back. It's going to create discomfort in your body. Because literally, you're anchored into that past, trying to drag it forward with you, and it won't fit. It can't. And there is no perceived hurt, betrayal, abandonment, not one, that's worth the discomfort and suffering that you're going to go through until you can heal it and forgive yourself also. Please forgive yourself for the mistakes that you think you made. If only I would have done this or this. You're presuming. Presuming that the choices that you made were bad ones. By changing your mind, that those choices, now regardless of how they looked at the time, were wonderful ones, can change your future. But I wasted 10 years of my... No, you didn't waste anything. Changing your perception of that. But it was hell. Maybe. If you have to sit down and revisit it, what did you learn? Well, they were terrible to me. They used me. They took advantage of me. What were you there to learn? To set boundaries? To own your power? Now, you're all going to be really shocked in the future when you find... In a probable future, we're going to requalify them. That perhaps that person that you think was just a real son of a gun was there by agreement, because this was an issue that you wanted to work through. Well, I don't want to believe that. I'm pissed at. Oh, that's good. Blame is really going to help you. No, blame will not help you. At all. Changing your attitude. Now, it has to be real. I mean, you can't just decide, oh, heck, today I'm going to feel this way. Blessing. changing your belief about your experiences will change your future. Like that. This is the time now for you to understand that you can change the past. How do you change the past? By changing your beliefs and attitudes about the past. By forgiving yourself and the other people. And create a totally different future for you and your planet. For you and your planet. Change your health. Lose that weight. The weight that you've carried. The anger, the blame, the self-hatred, self-loathing. Oh, what an exciting concept, you see. It doesn't have to be difficult. When you change it, when you recognize your power and authority to change it, you are not helpless. You are incredibly powerful beings that came here. And it's time now for you to remember how powerful you are. To play helpless and hopeless. Will keep you in the discomfort. Will keep you from getting to that incredible future that's waiting for you. You are the map makers, people, all of you. You're making a new map. You're leading the way. And blaming yourself, blaming anyone else, think about it. We're going to give you a very concrete kind of example here. Many of you have had experiences where someone took advantage of you, or you perceived it as being taken advantage of, and you lost money. We hear this a lot. Or you missed some opportunity to buy this or invest in that, or if I'd only done the real estate market when it was hot. But you can change that by changing your belief and attitude about it. Looking back at that experience and saying, I didn't lose anything. I didn't lose anything. It was merely energy. Money is just energy. Yes, but I don't have the money in the bank today, and if I had that money in the bank, my life would be easier. Wait a minute. You're claiming, you're holding on to a reality that, as we speak, is shifting in terms of what you perceive to be money. Abundance. And you can't get to a concept of abundance if you're looking to the past when things are trying to come into you. You're so involved in what happened back here, you can't get what's coming to you. When you're locked into these concepts of blame, struggle, the old beliefs around, if you don't have it by this age, why you have to have this or that. is a blank slate in front of you, everyone. More blank than you know. And you're filling in the blank as you go. This is when you want to step into the power and authority of that understanding. Don't look to the past to create the future. That's done. That's over with. All you have to do now is choose that. You could choose to stay there. But we promise you, you'll be much happier if you don't.
So are the possibilities much, much greater as we near 2012 for us to absolutely change? Is it greater now than ever before is what I mean?
To change what, Veronica?
To change where we're headed and what reality we've created in our future, you know.
Every moment right now, every moment is an opportunity to create and change everything. Don't wait for 2012. That's what we're trying to tell you.
I just meant, is it actually getting, is the actual vibrational reality of our existence making it even more possible? Or was it always?
It's a very good question. Yes. Things are going to get... All right. We love your language. It's so difficult to translate. All right.
You can speak your language. We'd be interested.
Right. Well, we're being facetious.
Oh.
All right. Your ability to create all that you desire is becoming easier and easier and easier, which is why the focus of your thoughts, your beliefs and attitudes is more critical now than it's ever been. Cleaning up your tools, you don't have the luxury, dear one, of trying to create a magnificent reality and holding on to the past. That's what we're trying to tell you. Is it going to become easier? Yes, if your tools are clean. So as you're moving out of density and all this crap is coming out of these old beliefs and all this old stuff that's stuck in you, right? Your ability to hold higher vibrations and frequencies and to magnetize them in becomes easier. Now, in a moment, you could change that by where you put your attention. The minute you turn around and look back here and say, oh, that son of a son, he did, boom, it's gone. Do you understand what we're saying? Does this make sense to you?
It sure does, and unfortunately, we're going to have to sign off a little bit soon. We have like 2 minutes.
All right. For one moment then, if we may. Let us send out a vibration to all of you. We would like to, and again, if you don't desire this, just put up your hand and say no, thank you. We'd like to come into everyone's home for one moment. And we'll continue on even after the show if you desire. To love you. To surround you with a beautiful, loving frequency. We love you. We are here. We're not going to leave. We're not going to abandon. We love you. God, Goddess, all that is, loves you. Let us touch your hearts and your minds. And for one moment, whatever it is, health, money, safety, whatever it is, bring it up and offer it out right now. And let's together create a different outcome. And if you'll just hold what it is you want to create, we will join with you in this moment. And tonight we ask all of you, if you desire, call us in when you go to sleep. We would love to work with you in the dream state. Your love, dear ones, we are honored. These are exciting times. They may not always feel great, but they're exciting. And what's coming, what you're creating, is so magnificent. All of it will be worth it. Every one of you would be willing to line up to do it all again. Let us love you. Let yourself feel safe in this moment. Totally supported. You're not alone. You're not alone. Veronica, dear one, we love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
To each and every one of you. To each and every one of you. Remember that you really are all one. You are all connected. We love what the channel says. It's a piece of her is in each and every one of you, and a piece of you is in her, and Veronica. Your entire universe is integrating back in together. And right now on Earth, you are leading the way in more than you can ever imagine. All eyes are on you, everyone. All eyes. We love you. Until we speak again.
Thank you so much.